If you're into movie memorabilia, you can't get much better or bigger than this. The North Carolina town where they filmed the movie Hunger Games is now up for sale. It's more than $1 million. But it got us thinking, if you could own any piece of movie memorabilia, what would it be? We want to hear about it. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
Oh, honey, a North Carolina town would look just great on our mantelpiece. Don't you think? Let's bid for it. Don't you think? We've been hearing actually from you on this memorabilia issue.
Hi, this is Scott from Tiverton, Rhode Island. If I could pick any movie place, I want to live in Bilbo Baggins' Hobbit house.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Pretty nice. Thanks, Scott. Astrid wrote this on Facebook. I want the briefcase carried by Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird. There's a famous briefcase. I wonder if there's any more briefcases. James writes, David Spade's car from Tommy Boy.
Oh, that'd probably be kind of smelly. Take a listen to this.
John Dartmouth. The original piece of movie memorabilia I would like is the chess set from the first Thomas Crown Affair that Steve McQueen played with Faye Dunaway.
Nice. Our producers have been getting in on this conversation also. Our director, Jay, would get the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
Another briefcase.
Vincent, we happy?
Yeah, we happy.
Well, it doesn't say whether Jay wants the, you know, the amorphous thing that was inside. Our line producer has a soft spot for Gizmo from Gremlins.
Actually want the Gizmo?
Maybe just the singing.
Maybe just some gerbils.
All right. Music is
guinea pig or something.
Music is kind of a popular theme here. I mean, again, I want to repeat this question here. The reason we're talking about this is because the North Carolina town where Hunger Games was filmed, the town itself, is up for sale right now. You could buy it if you had the money. And so we're asking you, what piece of movie memorabilia would you want to own? And that got our control room talking. Yeah. He wants that massive keyboard that Tom Hanks dances on in the movie Big.
I don't know how practical
you can buy
are.
That, though. You can actually own that.
These are impractical.
No, that one that you can actually own, and that's not bad.
I think Steve McQueen's motorcycle in The Great Escape makes a little more sense, I think.
There you go. Another nomination here. All of the suits from the James Bond films. The brat breaks the rules because we said one piece of movie memorabilia. So you got to pick one suit, guys, one. And another of our producer wants the mechanical golden owl that was in Clash of the Titans.
Too heavy for the dead brat, eh?
Yeah, well, do you know that?
Everyone needs it.
Maybe a golden
mechanical
snitch
golden
from
owl.
Harry Potter.
That'd be good. That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the subway train from The Taking of Pelham 123?
Don't bug me, Garber. I got troubles here.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. The train is down. Its radio's dead. The power's off, and it's dumped its load. Besides that, everything's ginger peachy.
I don't know. That would not even fit in my front yard. Farajadea wants the Death Star. But isn't that a special effect? That's just like a graphics file, but that's for I for us, right?
Witness the firepower of this fully armed and operational battle station.
Wow, she's got a dark side.
Commander.
There probably are models of the Death Star that you could fit.
Well, Ron Christie wanted the fighter jet from Top Gun. That's kind of big also.
He could probably get one.
Yeah.
He's got friends at the Pentagon.
Give us your what piece of movie memorabilia would you own if you could? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.